proposition on this fall's ballot would give all New Yorkers a constitutional right to breathe clean air and drink clean water. Environmental groups say voters should say yes to the measure, but some business leaders in the state say it could have unintended consequences. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Peter Iwanowitz with Environmental Advocate says Proposition 2 amends the state's constitution to give New Yorkers a guaranteed right to clean air and water.
Adding 15 simple words to our constitution, which is each person shall have a right to clean air and water in a healthful environment. And the reason why voters should vote for this and support it is most people, when you talk to them, think we already have this right. And as humans, we do. But legally, in the eyes of New York State, we don't.
Iwanowitz says the state's constitution already grants the rights to free speech and assembly, even the right to gamble on games of chance like bingo. He urges a yes vote, saying it's a once in a generation opportunity.
This is something that you can give to yourself. So unlike voting for a candidate and then hoping that he or she lives up to the promises they make on the campaign trail, if we go in, we get a majority of voters saying yes to this question, we get it. There's no further act of government. It is then added to our state's constitution starting in January. So it's very empowering.
The state's business council opposes the measure. Ken Polkowski, the group's vice president, says the wording is so broad that it could have unintended consequences.
We have some simple questions to what seems to be simple language. First of all, why is it necessary? Why is it needed? What gap in New York state law is it intended to fill?
Pekulski, who spoke when the measure was approved by the legislature earlier this year, says the state's Environmental Quality Review Act already offers adequate protections. That requires the State Department of Environmental Conservation to review proposed projects that could adversely affect air and water quality. And he says the state attorney general also has the power to bring suit against polluters. Pekulski warns that the measure could lead to costly, frivolous lawsuits against companies that are already doing their best to comply with existing laws. And he says it potentially could also be used to block clean energy, wind and solar projects that many environmental groups support and that have sometimes become controversial.
And there's a lot of bills that pass that we have concerns about or disagreements with. But I think the worst kind of bills or laws are ones that you don't know what they mean and you don't know what the effect's going to be. And I think this constitutional amendment falls squarely in that category.
Iwanowitz says two other states, Pennsylvania and Montana, have approved constitutional rights to clean air and water, and he says there hasn't been a deluge of lawsuits. He believes the true effect of the measure would be to guide decisions going forward.
It's going to change government thinking to be more cautious and more preventative of environmental problems at the outset rather than fixing and cleaning it up after the fact. So you're going to see in town boards, you're going to see county governments, cities, state government, all weighing decisions against this constitutional right to clean air and clean water.
And he says when pollution is discovered, cleanups would happen more quickly because businesses and governments would not want to risk being sued for violating the constitutional rights of those affected by the contamination. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.